Well, good morning. I'm glad that you guys are here. I wore this necklace especially today because it kind of goes with the children's message that we have. So what shape do you see here? A star, that's right. And when I was little, I used to kind of play, I guess you would kind of call it a game, and we would play it right when it was starting to get dark. And my friends and I, or my family and I, would look up in the sky, and we would try to be the first one to see the first star of the night. And then we would say this little poem, and maybe you've heard it before. It goes, "Star light, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, receive the wish I wish tonight." Well, at Christmas time, we make a lot of wishes. Have either of you guys been thinking about something that you maybe wished you might get for Christmas? Anything? Money for what? V-books? Is that like on a reader or something like that? No, it's something different. Something I don't even know about. Okay. Well, if you say that you wished for that, do you have it? No, you don't really have it. You want it, but you don't have it. If you had it, then you wouldn't be wishing for it. Are you wishing for anything for Christmas? What are you wishing for? For what? For clothes. So if you're wishing you had some new clothes, that doesn't mean you have it, but you're hoping that you get it, or you're wishing for it, otherwise you wouldn't need to have that wish. Well, in the past couple weeks in our children's messages, we've talked about Adam and Eve, and how about a long, long time ago, they sinned. And when sin came into the world, pain and darkness and death, all the consequences of that sin came into the world. And people could wish and wish and wish that things were different, but they weren't. Wishing wouldn't help. No matter how hard they wished or how often they wished, sin was there to stay, and it meant that we were going to have to suffer the consequences of that. Only God could help, and only God could make things right again. But instead of wishing, the people prayed to God, and they asked God to help them. And they trusted in God to do what was best for them. They trusted that He would send a Savior that He'd promised. And then God did send that Savior. And He sent the Savior when? What was the day that He sent the Savior? When did the baby come? At Christmas? Yeah, the baby came at Christmas. And so God's promise was fulfilled. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, just like God had promised. And Jesus came at exactly the right time, just as God had promised. And He was our Savior, just as He had promised. And the Bible tells us that Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And that was that first starry night, that first Christmas when our Savior was born. Now, have you guys received like the little Advent? Oh, Pastor's got some. Do you guys have these Advent calendars? You both have them? Okay, great. Well, I hope that you're continuing to take a star off and put it on the mobile so that in this Advent season we just anticipate with joy the coming of Jesus, a reminder of that Christmas time. So let's pray. Would you pray with me? Thank you, God, for sending Jesus to be our Savior on that first starry Christmas night. Amen. Thank you guys for coming up.